You drop it into pot liquor.
Yes, so that was what you call dumplings.
Yes. And when you fry it, something about this size and in deep fat.
So that's right. Yes,
what do you call that?
Dumplings.
Oh, that's dumplings.
Yes,
when you fry it.
Well, let me see, Melissa. That would be. I forget the name of that. It wouldn't be dumpling, but when you.
Would be a corn dodger.
I think so. Yes, the dumplings would be. You get you a few greens and the liquor, you know, and everything, and put the dumplings in there, which was mighty good.
Mm-hmm.
And back to the business, it's good now. That's good now. But it's a lot of things that we just went crazy about back there and don't seem like they're good now. I reckon it's simply because the people is getting so much fine rations.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the people here is the best fed people in the world.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, sir, the best.
And overfed.
Yes, sir, that's right.
When you bake cornmeal in the oven, what's that? Cornbread or corn?
Well,
pone?
It would be corn pone. They call it corn pone. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. A pone. I mean, they bake it in the oven and they have three pones of it.
I see. Hello.
Yes.
Are you Mrs. Shepherd?
Yes, sir, that's...
I'm Mr. Chris.
Yes.
Hi,
Mr. Chris. I'm trying to get some information about the old days out of your husband. He's doing
Isn't
a
that?
Fine job.
Good job! Good talk, all right.
Yeah, he's doing a fine job.
Well, they claim, I didn't get through telling you about my granddaddy. From my daddy's side, he was the father of several children. In other words, once in time, this was an army camp, this right here, Jim Gaines was here. And up there, about 10 miles, the white people had a college up there. Part of the University of Georgia was up there. And President Coolidge's granddaddy was the president of it, of that college.
I see.
Up there.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. He was the president of it. In other words, that's on the record. Up there at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a half uncle, my aunt, so I have an aunt in Austin, Albany. I had an uncle called Professor Coolidge, and she told me a year, in other words, he's dead now, and she told me that he was one of President Coolidge's granddaddy's slaves when he was up there. That was, they lived right up there at Cotton Hill. I was in school one day at Payne's College. My mother had told me about Professor Coolidge. And he was a boy there when it raped come from that same place. We laughed about it, you know. I mean, I never did explain to it. He was a Coolidge and I was a Shepherd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, boy, I expect me and you some kin. And I never did explain it to him. And he laughed it on all, and which, according to what the old folks say, we was kin.
Mm.
We was first cousins.
Mm.
His daddy, his granddaddy, and my daddy were half brothers.
I see.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could ask you more about this things you make out of cornmeal while we're on that subject. Did you ever boil cornmeal with water and just make a kind of soup